Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, right? Be get totally involved in what's going on. Make sure you have a clue. Oh, yeah, I'll be updating you here shortly, as we used to say in Boston. Talk about what's going on with the Trump, what do I call it, cleanup? No, really, seriously. I mean, wait till you see what goes on tonight and how many races he actually takes. And then you look at what's going on with Joey B. and where he's at with these numbers. You got a lot of Democrats worried about Joe. I'll be nice to him for the moment. And where he's going to come up tonight, how he's going to come up tonight, it's a big deal. Definitely want to be sure that you're on the right side of this thing. You know, again, I get the ideology. I got hardcore Republicans, and I hate to say it, would vote for a dead man if it was a Republican over a Democrat. And there are good solid Democrats out there. I don't care. You know, I've got family members that are Democrats but vote Republican all the time. I can't help it. They're confused. They grew up that way. They were always told that that was the best. And I should say they vote Republican. They vote what they perceive as the best person for the job. Right? And I am not going to beat them up over that. Not just because they're family members, because I've had some pretty heated discussions with family members over Mr. Trump, as they put it. And it's okay. Really, seriously. It's just fine. So the big part, again, the big part of all this, keep it, how do I say this? Just keep it civil with your family members going through this. Because a lot of them really don't know. They don't pay attention like you do. There's a lot going on here, right? All right, let's talk about some of these hits, if you would. Right now, Trump is projected to take Texas and Massachusetts to a string to his string of wins tonight. I mean, you guys, again, some of you, to your chagrin, he is going to clean up tonight. Right now, you're looking at they're calling Virginia, North Carolina, Alabama. You know, and I'm sure Haley will find a silver lining in there. She says that it's going to be hers, that she'll win, that, well, whatever. And you know Biden's going to take them all. Right? Anyway. No, I'm doing double duty here, if you would. Right? Looks like he's going to take Maine and Oklahoma. just a lot to keep your eye on. A lot happening, a lot to keep your eye on out there. And you do want to keep your eye on it. So you can help your friends that are having coronaries over who's winning. All right, so we'll keep you up on it as the night goes on, I promise. Some of you got up this morning freaking out because you couldn't get onto what? Facebook? Instagram? And I don't know, was that because of hacking? They had a global outage. It didn't take everybody down. I think close to 1 million users. Now, remember, they've got a couple of billion users on Facebook. But the users across the globe couldn't get in, couldn't get to those sites. Some users reported that their sites have been hacked. I don't know how many or why. Now, they remember that these servers, they actually sit on the same infrastructure. Thousands of users. And they couldn't log in. They couldn't update. They couldn't download. So anyway, I was talking about this on another show this morning. There are many people addicted to these things to the point, I mean, honestly, to the point where it's pretty dangerous. They have psychotic episodes where they can't get on to the website or can't get onto their Facebook page, right? Okay, let's see what I got here. I got a whole bunch of stuff slapping me in the face, which maybe is a good thing. Oklahoma looks like they're projecting Trump as the winner, which is a good thing. North Carolina, also, let's see. Projecting Trump as the winner. These guys already know this. The Virginia. Kind of interesting. They're projecting Trump as the winner. Did not start off that way. But they're projecting Trump as the winner now. And you've got other polls that are closing as I'm speaking. Right? Now, they're close in Vermont. But, I mean, I don't even know what to say about that. So they're close in Vermont. That doesn't mean much of anything. Not putting Vermont down. Don't go down that road. And I'm hearing in some of these states that they're re-registering, I guess, or they can cross-vote in the primaries. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. A lot more coming up on the Super Tuesday night. Be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. Where I'd like to say we're following, you know, tonight's trouncing from Trump. And but, you know, we've got a lot of people doing it. I'll be popping on or popping in from time to time to tell you what areas he's winning. States he's winning, the delegates he's got. I mean, we already know he's going to sweep this thing tonight. Okay, I mean, we already know that you know, Haley just, I don't know. I don't know why she's so nasty. And I'm not saying that because she won't give up on Trump. But if you've seen her in some of the recent interviews that she's had, right, you would think, seriously, you would think she was, no, there were cameras on her. And she's talking about her flip-flopping, like, oh, I have a right to change my mind. Okay, yeah. But explain why. How do you go from, I won't run against him if he's running, to one of the greatest presidents we had, to he's a danger for democracy, to, you know what I'm saying? You have to stop and say to yourself, well, what is going on here with this woman? Yeah, sorry, but what is going on here with this woman? You heard me. And it ain't because she's a woman. She's a person. Don't get it. Just don't understand it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I'll keep you up on what's going on about every 15 or 20 minutes. Michelle Obama's team came out today. I know some of you guys on the right are going to tell me you're crazy. Don't believe it. Don't listen. Her office came out today and just said, no, ain't going to happen. Michelle Obama would not launch a bid for the White House. As former First Lady, Michelle Obama has expressed several times over the years, she will not be running for president. Well, okay. How about the appointment? Will she take the appointment? Let's see. Crystal Carson, the director of communications for Obama's office, said a statement on Tuesday that Obama supports President Biden, Vice President Harris. Her office is all out for those two. Right now, what I don't get, you know, they're questioning Obama. Well, close enough, right? Oh, Biden. They're questioning O'Biden's mental state, even from within the Democrat Party now. Finally, they're waking up and saying something, right? It's nothing new. They know what's happening here. So the some political commentators said the former First Lady might have the best chance of beating President Trump. I'm not so sure I believe that. And you've got Biden from within. Even people that supported Biden are now opening their mouth and saying, hey, we may have a problem here. Right? We may have an issue with this. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Trump will take Tennessee. Come on. Really? Is there even a question? He's going to take Texas? 74% to Haley's 20, 21. So you're looking at North Carolina, Maine, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Alabama, Virginia, Arkansas, Texas, and Colorado will all go to Trump. I'm sorry. Can somebody call Nikki and find out where we send the roses? It's done. And I wish she had the guts to say so. I wish she had the guts to back off. Is it pride or guts? Would love to hear from some of you guys. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email to joe@joemessina.com, joe@joemessina.com. All right, let's talk about some of the craziness going on, too, because that hasn't gone away at all. GOP lawmaker went after the VA for a memo to remove the iconic World War II victory kiss photo. When does this craziness stop? No, in all sincerity, I mean, why does this bother anybody? This is it happened. Okay, it's part of our past. Get over yourselves. And just because you erase it doesn't mean it's going to go away either. I've got news for you. You're going to see more and more and more people start pushing back on you guys. Two Republican lawmakers calling for the removal of the Veterans Affairs official responsible for a rescinded memo, since rescinded, that directed the removal of the iconic VJ Day in Times Square photograph. Montana Senator Steve Daines and Representative Ryan Zink, they wrote to the VA Secretary Dennis McDonough They saw on a tweet account called End Wokeness, published a memo sent from the assistant under the Secretary for Health Operations. In the same memo, Nelson called for the historic photo of the Navy sailor kissing a woman in Times Square to be removed from all VA medical buildings because it doesn't foster a more trauma-informed environment that promotes psychological safety. Really? Does she look like she's struggling? Does he look like he's manhandling her? What is wrong with you? See, this is all of a sudden, you have somebody who has a personal issue and five other people in the room have a personal issue with the picture. That means everybody must have a personal issue with the picture, right? The photograph is right. I mean, everybody recognizes it's a consensual kiss. What's the problem? How is it inconsistent with the VA's no tolerance policy? Think about the joke behind this. They tried to use the no tolerance policy towards sexual harassment and assault to pull it down. Because like I said, again, you can see her pounding on him to get away from him, right? Just amazing. Just amazing. Anyway, Secretary McDonough overrode the memo in a statement Tuesday. So let me be clear. The image is not banned from the VA facilities. We will keep it, the VA facilities. I'm sorry that this kind of thing happened. Lawmakers are demanding Nelson's firing over this because it was a politically driven memo. I agree. It's a politically driven memo. When we start firing some of these people for these things, guess what happens? They'll either start keeping their mouths shut or there will be changes made. No way around it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@joemessina.com. We'd love to know what you have to think about tonight's results. Be back in a few minutes.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA News update. Meta has issued an apology for an outage that disrupted access to Facebook, Instagram, and associated services like Threads and Facebook Messenger Tuesday morning. Spokesman confirmed a technical glitch was responsible for the disruption, and it has been resolved. Late fees on credit cards are now capped at $8 as part of the Biden administration's broader effort to eliminate unnecessary fees. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau projects this new regulation will save families over $10 billion annually. A Los Angeles man is suing a luxury Las Vegas resort, alleging he was stung by a scorpion while asleep at the Venetian's Palazzo Tower on December 26th. He claims he was stung three or four times in the testicles, causing excruciating pain. The lawsuit states that months later, he's still grappling with medical problems. Additionally, the man says the resort failed to offer compensation for his hotel room. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We're back at it again. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. So we got Trump up in about 10 different states right now. He's going to pull off, you know, most of, what was he, 10, 11. He's going to pull, he'll probably pull them all off, maybe with the exception of one. And they're not little numbers either. These are big numbers. Okay? Not that hard, like I said. I'm looking at it here, you know, he's just amazing. He's going to pull it off in Massachusetts. Surprised they didn't pull him off the ballot. Colorado, they would have loved to pull him off the ballot, but he trounced her there as well. Too bad, you know. What else? Come on, come on, come on, come on. I'm trying to keep this thing updated, people. Do the best I can here. You know what's going to happen to California right now. Then. Arkansas, he pulled that one off, too. Going to be number one there as well. Alabama, up on number one. I mean, the numbers are just amazing. He's beating her like 83 to 12%. I wonder, maybe she didn't have the money for pollsters, right? Did anybody do any polling or even just start looking at the numbers and going, hey, you could pull out now and smile big and not look so bad? Colorado, 63, Trump gets 63% of the votes. She got 33%. Massachusetts, again, he got 61, she got 35. In Maine, which I'm surprised he did so well. Trump picked up 71% of the vote. She got 26. Not even getting close. Minnesota, or from my Minnesota friends, Minnesota, 73% to her 24%. I'm only talking about two. I don't need to talk about the rest of them. I mean, DeSantis, not even running, he did pretty good. in, you know, the big one to talk about later on, and we'll get to it, I promise, is Joe Biden's, what is, you know, people who didn't vote for any of the above. Right? North Carolina. Trump takes it 74 to her 22. Oklahoma, he got 82, she got 15. I mean, I don't know. What is she waiting for? Lightning strike? In Tennessee, it's 77% to her 19%. And in Texas, 76 to 18%. In Virginia, 63-34. Hey, I got what I got. They're not calling Vermont yet. 48-47. They still got some precincts they're counting. Everything's closed. But they got about 60% reporting in. In North Dakota, which is a caucus, he's got 84% of the vote. She's got 14%. Right? So, he's going to go home a very happy man. I don't know what she's going to do. No, come on, seriously. I'm not going to bask in her losing. But you got to sit here and scratch your head and go, what is she thinking? Where does she think she can go? Right? I mean, Trump is at 297 delegates already. She's at 43. So help me understand where she thinks. I mean, maybe I'm missing something here. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I know that already. So where does she think she has it? You can send me an email, joe@joemessina.com. joe@joemessina.com. Right? Or 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. All right. Hey, there's other things going on. Yes, this is extremely important. But you got to keep up with other things happening around us too, right? Now, somebody sent me a story and said Nikki is in, she's in South Carolina tonight. She's got no public events scheduled for tonight, so there'll be no speeches. And on her website, she's got no future campaign rallies listed. And if you do some digging, she's got no money. Right? Also, we're finding out through some of you wonderful reporters that are digging things up that Biden-supporting Democrats in Vermont likely, because they've got an open primary, they're going to vote for Nikki Haley. Oh, and the stupid thing about it is if they really just sit back and think, they can do that if they want to. It's wasted votes. Because Trump's going to take it in the end anyhow. One Democrat, Paul Somerset, said, hey, look, I'm voting against Trump. I'm not voting for Haley. Really? He said, I'm just trying to make Trump look weak. Well, thanks for telling all of us, because we couldn't figure it out on our own. Right? I'm sorry. I do find some of this stuff kind of amusing. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, he's a surrogate for Haley and her failing campaign. He was on Fox in December. He was begging all voters, including Democrats, to come out and vote for Nikki. Right? I mean, Haley was sitting right next to him during the whole thing. She smiled and nodded in agreement. She didn't tell him not to say that or not to do that. Vermont is a small state. It's got 17 GOP delegates in play. But really, seriously, when you hit all the other ones, that's where the bulk of it is. And I don't know how good, again, if she wins because Democrats vote for her, how does she do that? No, really, seriously. How does she feel good about that? So you've got Democrats voting for her because they hate Trump, not because they like her. Not because they think they can do the job. Right? I think it's hilarious. The fact that they can't figure this one out, it's just amazing. All right, let's switch a little bit here so we have some fun with this. Fonnie Willis. Fonnie? Fonnie, whatever. Willis she asked Bradley not to testify on the affair. She said, they're coming after us, so shh, be quiet. Now, think about this. She's a DA. This is witness tampering. And she knows it. The co-defendant in the 2020 Georgia election interference case says a new witness is prepared to testify against Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis. Should evidence be reopened in her disqualification proceeding, David Schaefer, a former Georgia Republican Party chair, filed a notice of proposed testimony in the Superior Court. He announced that Cindy Lee Yeager, a co-chief deputy district attorney for Cobb County, stands ready to appear as a witness. These people do not want to lose their law licenses. They don't want to lose their ability to practice law in the state of Georgia. Right? Terrence Bradley can corroborate his claims that Willis began an affair with special prosecutor Nathan Wade years earlier than both of them claimed. Yeah, it looks like Trump is taking Minnesota as well, 79% to 18%. Well, she got nothing for votes. Mr. Wade had definitely begun a romantic relationship with Miss Willis during the time that Miss Willis was running for district attorney back in 2019 through 2020. The motion informs the court that Yeager contacted Schaefer's counsel after watching Bradley's testimony. She told the attorney, see, if they're caught knowing about something and they don't, what do they call it? They're called an officer of the court. So when they know a wrong is being done, they're supposed to report it. She told the attorneys about the alleged in-person other conversations that she had with Bradley from August 23rd through January 24th. Right? Bradley's former law partner and divorce attorney told Yeager that Willis and Wade initiated a relationship shortly after meeting in 2019. They were at a continuing legal education conference and learning how to have new relationships. No, I'm just kidding. Cobb County prosecutor also claimed she overheard a September 23 phone conversation between Willis and Bradley. They were discussing an article about how much money Wade and his law firm had earned from working on the election interference case. The biggest thing here, again, their attorneys. Elected, she's elected. People are supposed to be able to trust her. And here she was willing to lie to cover her butt. Not good. Joe Mazzino, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with election night results and more crazy stories. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to mamby-pamby land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, tweeting, Xing, whatever. I don't even know what to call it. I know I say that all the time, because you know why? I don't know what to call it. Right? Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. Okay, Representative Dean Phillips had some comments to make. Just maybe 15 minutes ago. He's responding to the Super Tuesday's developing election results by sarcastically congratulating others on the ballot. He goes, congratulations to Joe Biden, uncommitted, Marianne Williamson, and Nikki Haley for demonstrating more appeal to the Democratic Party loyalist than me. Phillips, a long-shot primary challenger to President Trump, he'd struggle to gain any kind of traction. Part of that, honestly and truly, he never got to debate. They were so afraid to let anybody debate with Joe Biden. He's been in nothing. When have you seen these debates anywhere? Right? And, you know, some of these guys got to feel bad. So, in Phillips is registered around 9% in Oklahoma. And he trails uncommitted, which is at 17%. Now, I don't know. Okay, look, I don't know, good, bad, or different. You know what I mean, right? I mean, seriously. Uncommitted just means you really don't know which one you want to vote for. So he didn't win them over, if you would. But anyway, I don't know. I feel bad for the guy, for some of those people who didn't get a chance to debate. Joe Biden was never going to debate. I don't know what they're going to do when it comes time to debate against Donald Trump. Do you think? What do you think? I would love to know what you guys think of the, like in the chat room. So, Trump and Biden, oh, and Cruz, looks like he's going to win the primary there in Texas. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation, okay, sorry, just I've got more numbers popping up on my screen, right? We're talking about how Democrats were turning out for Nikki Haley in not only in New Vermont, but even in other states. What does that tell you? In all sincerity, what does that tell you? Right? She needs them to help her win. That's kind of sad. And she'll be proud of it. You watch. Now, she's a true Republican, a true patriot. She'll come out tonight, congratulate him and others that worked hard and won, and move on. Get on the bandwagon and move on. Oh, she did say, what was it, 2 days ago? That she's kind of going back on her saying that whoever the candidate was, she would support. Now she's saying she has a right to change her mind. For real? Yeah, she does. Is that what she's going to do when she gets, if she ever made it to president or got in office, is that what she would do too? So anyhow, I wonder how Griswold feels tonight out of Colorado. I mean, think about it. This person tried to remove Trump from the ballot and lost. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, he's racking up the points all over the place. All right. You already know this, though, right? Okay, come on. There you go. All right. The I don't know if you guys heard, Senator Kyrsten Sinema, she has made the announcement that she will not be seeking re-election. And she announced it today. I think we knew she wasn't happy. She announced on Super Tuesday that she will not seek re-election when her first term ends next year. The move from Sinema, an Arizonian, she switched her party affiliation from Democrat to Independent in 2022. So she's going to leave this race narrowed between Republican candidate Carrie Lake and Democrat Ruben Gallego. She said, our democracy was weakened by government dysfunction and the constant pull to the extremes by both parties. She did a video announcement, posted it on X. She said, I promise I'd do my best to fix it. But she went on to say, the only political victories that matter these days, they're all symbolic, attacking your opponents on cable news or social media. Compromise is a dirty word. We've arrived at that crossroads and we've chose anger and division. I believe in my approach, but it's not what America wants right now. Right? I mean, originally she thought she was going to be able to pull a whole bunch of independent votes her way. I think the polls showed differently. With recent polls showing Sinema pulling far more Republican voters than Democrat voters, her decision to retire improves Carrie Lake's opportunity to flip the seat. Yeah, I wonder why she really thought that she could pull this off. And maybe the numbers showed that she couldn't pull enough Democrat votes to win. Her colleagues across the political spectrum thank Sinema for her work in the Senate. She worked really hard. We got a really important legislation done because of her hard work and tenacity. That was according to Senator Mark Kelly, a Democrat out of Arizona. He called the choice not to seek re-election a big loss for them. You know, I've heard her speak. She's a little fringy for me at times. But she really did want to make a difference. And I think that's what a lot of people do. They go up there, they want to make a difference, and they find out, boy, you can't move the needle at all. There's no winning here. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer also honored her tenacity, praised her for key legislation. Yeah, that kind of scares you right there, right? So we're fully behind his candidacy, Gallegos, and look forward to winning the race with him in 2024 to defeat Kerry Lake. Yeah, that might be a tall order. She's doing well there. Let me see. Yep, Trump still has North Carolina. Hey, look, I'm just checking things down. Biden tees off the banking industry again. I think he does this stuff to make thinking that he's making us believe that he's working for us. Right? The banking and credit card companies have started reacting to a new Biden administration rule that puts an $8 ceiling on credit card late fees. I would love to know when they come up with these numbers. Well, why $8? Why not $10? Why not $12? Why $8? Today's flawed final rule will not only reduce competition and increase the cost of credit, but it'll also result in more late payments, higher debt, lower credit scores, and reduce credit card access for those who need it most. Now, listen, I realize that these are CEOs of these companies that make $1 billion with these charges. I got that. But they're not going to take chances on iffy credit. And then they'll get accused of, you know, inequity. But they're not going to take chances on iffy credit if they can't make it up in late fees, bounce check charges, and so on. Right? On Tuesday, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, they finalized a new rule to cap all credit card late fees at $8, which will apply to the country's largest credit card issuers. Right? It'll cover other credit card issuers with well over 1 million open accounts. You know, this, you should, I remember us making big noise about this way back when. No, not the fees, but the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. You should check them out. It's a very scary organization with almost more power than Congress, really. Congress has kind of given them unlimited authority. Well, they estimate that the new regulation will save American families more than $10 billion in late fees by reducing the typical late fee of about $32. I'm not trying to be mean here. Just pay it on time. And a lot of those companies, they waive the late fee. If you've been on time for the last 10 years and you blow it once or twice, they usually waive the fee. Right? The crackdown on late fees is part of the broader initiative by the Biden administration to limit so-called junk fees, which are sometimes hidden. The surcharges consumers pay on everything from credit cards to loans to hotel rooms. Federal regulators rolled out a proposal trying to cut not only these overdraft fees, but lots of these other little fees that the banks charge. And not just the banks, the hotels, the credit card companies, all of them do. Major financial institutions and legislators, well, they slammed the latest rule. Now, here's the funny thing about this. I want you to think about something. The legislator portion. The legislators who put this committee in place or agency in place slammed that same agency they put in place. Right? And they slammed it, but they took a different spin on it. They said, look, you're going to put the smaller card companies out of business, which will make it harder for these people to get credit. When they get credit, it'll be at higher interest rates. No duh. All right, more results after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show. Really, go heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, and come on back.